You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. September brings that back-to-school energy, new routines, fresh ideas, and a chance to reset. The same goes for the credit union industry, as fall planning is in full swing, bringing fresh perspectives and insights to your leadership conversations. We've got another episode of Trending Information to help. Here's John Pettit to tell you more.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled Moving Forward as One, from America's Credit Union's Board Chair Patrick Pierce and Patrick Conway, Board Chair of the American Association of Credit Union Leagues. Credit unions thrive when they unify. America's credit unions and the league system are strengthening their advocacy to amplify their influence and proactively protect members' interests. Through deliberate, ongoing coordination, they're building intentional alignment. The message, with unity, purpose, and integrity, the credit union movement isn't just ready for today's challenges. It's poised for a future full of opportunity. Number two this week is Stablecoins, Surveillance, and Strategy. Three new laws you can't afford to ignore. From DeLand's Randy Ralston. Three game-changing bills just dropped. The Genius Act says credit unions can issue and custody stablecoins. The Clarity Act gives crypto a real regulatory playbook. And the Anti-CBDC Act, it slams the brakes on a government-run digital dollar. Translation, the rules of digital finance are being written right now. And credit unions better be in the room, not reading the recap later. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Stablecoins are a big topic these days. You just heard it from John, and now you'll hear it from Linda LaFortune in our upcoming events.
Here are a couple of upcoming events that you won't want to miss. First, Stablecoins Demystified, the Future of Digital Dollars for Credit Unions, a free webinar presented by Investify, is happening Wednesday, September 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then in October, join us for the next CU Insight Mastery course, Beyond the Slogan, Strategic Marketing and Brand Activation for Credit Unions, presented by Strum. Learn more and register at cuinsight.com/featured-events.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators.
Uncertainty isn't going away. Smart credit union board members don't wait, they prepare. Attend CUE's Directors Conference to stay ahead with expert insights, valuable peer connections, and practical strategies you can apply immediately. Strengthen your board and expand your impact. Learn more at cues.org/DC.
DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DOD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy.
In this week's CU Spotlight, we followed up with Addition Financial Credit Union since they unveiled newly transformed need spaces at four public schools across Central Florida. When we checked in with them a few months ago, they were just getting started, and now these spaces are ready to be utilized. Addition Financial launched the Renovate to Educate program 7 years ago, providing dream makeovers for teachers' classrooms. This year, the Addition Financial Foundation refined the focus of its program to better meet the broader needs of their community. These renovated spaces now provide students and families with essentials like food, clothing, and personal care items ensuring every learner feels supported beyond the classroom. We're proud to spotlight how Addition Financial is turning empathy into action and helping set students and families up for success. Be sure to check out our LinkedIn page to see the amazing reveal photos. And if your credit union has an inspiring story to share, be sure to reach out to content@cuinsight.com.
That was Alyssa Horwitz bringing you that CU Spotlight. Thanks, Alyssa. And now I'd like to turn to a great experience I had in Madison, Wisconsin at the Filene Research Institute's PhiLab Symposium. I had a chance to reflect on that experience in a conversation with Christy Kimball, Filene's Executive Vice President. Christy, thanks for joining me. Wanted to start if you could just give an overview of what PhiLab is.
Sure. Thanks, Greg. So PhiLab is a credit union sponsored lab that allows us to bring fintechs into the room, and credit unions look at what their strategic priorities are and identify which fintechs are the ones that they are most interested in testing and learning more about. So we had 25 different fintechs pitch. Out of those 25, we narrow them down to between 6 and 8 tests based on the voting of everybody in the room. And then once we vote, then those get presented to the credit unions, and then they test those for 4 to 6 months, and then we report the results. And one unique thing is we don't charge any of the fintechs to present. We really select them based on the feedback from the credit unions. And that way, regardless of where they are in their journey, they have the opportunity, we have the opportunity to present really new cutting edge ideas to credit unions.
Having been there in the room, the process I thought was really impressive, in addition to just not only the presenting companies, but the individuals that you assembled within the room for those conversations. So I'm just curious if you could share some of the highlights that you had from the symposium.
Well, we had 6 categories that were identified by credit unions as being top focuses. So deposit growth, loan growth, membership growth, enhanced member experience, reduced fraud and risk, and operational efficiencies. And I can't tell you who won yet, but we had winners from every single category, which I think is interesting, because sometimes we'll see it really focused in one strategic priority versus spread out. But I think that that's indicative of all of the things that leaders are facing right now in credit unions, that you can't just pick one area, that you're really having to balance your whole operation in order to compete. The other thing that I heard a lot of great feedback on is that the way we do the fintech presentations are virtually, and they present and then they go off. And after each strategic priority, we get feedback and questions and skepticism or optimism about whatever the solution is. And I think that candid ability to really share and hear what peers are sharing, I think that that's really valuable. So I think those are two interesting things that happened last week.
Yeah, I found that last piece you talked about in terms of the candid conversation to be really, really powerful and really interesting from my perspective. And I appreciate that you invited me to be a part of the PhiLab Symposium, and also appreciate you joining me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Well, so glad you were there and so glad to be invited. And I will just say, just for the fintech's sake, even though they're not in the room, we do capture all of that feedback and share it with them, because when you're starting, you know, hearing the voice of your clients or customers is so valuable. And so even if they're not selected, we try to give them the data that they need to be able to continue to innovate and evolve. So love that you are a part of it. You're invited anytime, and really appreciate this chance to talk to you. Thank you.
And again, thank you to Christy, Mark Meyer, and the entire Filene team for not only the invitation to the PhiLab Symposium, but for all they do in conjunction with us here at CU Insight as a collaborator. Be sure to check out their collaborator page on CU Insight, and also visit them at filene.org. Now back to John Pettit for our number one trending article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is Deliberate Disruption, Reinventing Leadership from the Inside Out, from Bernadette McClellan. Disruption isn't just happening around us. It's something leaders need to spark from the inside out. Forget back to normal. That ship has sailed. Real leadership today means focusing on growth over comfort, action with purpose, and progress over perfection. Bottom line, the best leaders don't just manage change. They transform through it. I recently asked Bernadette, you described the shift from performer to mobilizer as essential for today's leaders. For credit union leaders specifically, what's the most important first step to begin that transition, especially for those still caught up in old habits?
For credit union leaders, that whole shift from performer to mobilizer isn't just about changing what you do. It's actually about who you need to become as a leader. And in an environment where you are balancing member impact, you've got community trust and growth, the old habits of busyness and control can actually hold you back. So the mobilizer identity, if you like, is completely different because your job isn't to work harder. It's actually to create the conditions for your people to perform at their best. And that all starts with clarity on your role purpose and knowing how to shift from telling to coaching or from managing tasks to actually mobilizing ownership. And here's the paradox. When you let go of control, you actually gain influence. And that's how credit union leaders can deepen member loyalty and drive growth through people, not pressure.
Thank you, Bernadette. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel smarter after listening to our guests and the excellent stories and content we heard throughout this episode. For those of you with family members starting their school years, we at CU Insight wish them a wonderful experience. Until next time, I'm Greg Micklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.